Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Quora has launched a self-serve ad platform. Social media experts have called upon Facebook to review its content guidelines, and Instagram usage is expected to boom in France. The question and answer site Quora has just launched a self-serve ad platform. Previously, the ad platform was in closed beta testing. However, now advertisers can sign up to advertise on the site, which has around 100 million monthly active users. Quora ads are text-based and are designed to look non-invasive, displaying directly under relevant questions above the actual user-generated answers. Ads are bought using a cost-per-click real-time auction model, with advertisers being able to set bids and adjust them later if they wish. Advertisers can target their ads by topic, user location, and device type. It's also possible to view the performance of ad campaigns with Quora Ad Manager displaying standard metrics such as impressions, clicks, click-through rates, spend, and conversions. Social media experts in the UK have called upon Facebook to adjust its guidelines to remove any grey areas around what content is allowed on the platform. The comments follow a report in The Guardian that reveal the secret rules which Facebook moderators stick to when dealing with reported or extreme content. According to the current rules, Facebook will not delete images of child abuse or live streams of self-harm, as the company does not wish to punish people in distress. However, experts in both the child protection sector and social media market have criticized this, calling for an independent regulator to deal with extreme content on Facebook's behalf from now on. A former chair of the UK's Home Affairs Select Committee, Yvette Cooper, has also commented on the controversy, saying that the leaked documents demonstrate why powerful social media companies, including Facebook, have to be more transparent. Claire Lilly, the head of child safety online at the NSPCC, also added that social media companies shouldn't get to decide what's in the best interests of children or the public, but that police should make that call. Recently, Facebook announced that it would be hiring thousands more staff to help combat extreme content online. Research by eMarketer predicts that Instagram penetration in France will continue to grow over the next 4 years. Currently, 10.3 million people in France use the social network, equivalent to almost 20% of the country's internet users. This is expected to rise steadily over the next few years to hit an estimated 14.9 million internet users, or 28%. Of the internet population in 2021. Instagram is most popular amongst those aged between 18 and 24. In this age group, penetration is at 62%. It's also more popular than average in the 12 to 17 and 25 to 34 age bracket, with around a third of internet users in these age groups using Instagram. The Office for National Statistics in the UK has found that nearly 5 million adults in the country have never been online. This figure equals nearly 9% of the population. However, age plays a large role in who this 9% includes, as 99% of those aged between 16 and 34 have used the web, whilst only 90% of those aged over 55 have. These figures are an improvement over the results of the same study in 2016, where it was found that 500,000 more people had never been online. The improvement in penetration was seen across most demographics, with 22% of disabled adults having never been online in 2017, compared to 25% in 2016, whilst the number of over 75s online is now three times what it was in 2011 at 41%. And finally, a new project has been launched in Jordan to encourage the growth of internet access throughout the country. The new platform, called Jordan Internet for All, will look at addressing connectivity issues caused by economic and geographic barriers preventing access to the web. Jordan's Minister of ICT said at the launch that it'll focus on empowering women to use the internet, as well as the development of more relevant Arabic content. Companies like Microsoft, Huawei, and Ericsson will be involved in the project. Andrew Harper, the former UN High Commissioner for Refugees, also said that the scheme would be vital in providing refugees in the area with the connectivity to allow them to contribute to the region. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.